Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We surrender our hearts afresh to you, Father God, for your inspiration, so we can take up the cross. Your will be done, Father God, this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, guys. Psalm 105, and it's verse 37 through to 41.
Then he brought out Israel with silver and gold, and there was none among his tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for dread of them had fallen upon it. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail, and he gave them bread from heaven in abundance. He opened a rock, and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful here to see, in the Exodus, when God is taking out his people, separating his people from Egypt, but also separating him from the rest of this world, so that he's got a testimony. And that's exactly what has happened in Jesus as well. When Jesus, after coming, showing the way from baby to young man to father, perfect picture of what Adam lost, the last Adam fulfilled and showed the capacity, the potential of a man in union with his God. So it was no different from Adam, but he didn't miss it. He didn't miss the mark. He was in tune with the Father all the way. Bible says from his womb he was cast upon the Lord. And then when the price was paid, he led captivity captive. Everyone that was in the place of waiting in hell, he released and went up into heavenly places. And now gifts are made available to us. What's it? It's a gift of salvation, a gift of righteousness, the gift of the goodness of God. The original intention of God has been restored. And that's why you've got that beautiful word there of God. Are we in Christ Jesus? It's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved on behalf of mankind. It's actually saying, stop your nonsense. The law was just a tutor to lead you to perceive the Christ coming, but he has now come. Now it's a consequent glory, and it's all done through God has moved. And therefore, and he says, and he goes on to say, and he's made to us wisdom and redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That is everything, guys. That's everything just put together in a couple of words. And that word is also godliness. Godliness that was taken from man has now been restored. And godliness is the answer to anything ungodly, to anything demonic. And so we've got godliness, and all the beauty that it goes with godliness is now for us. And to bring this to pass, the Holy Spirit then leads us afresh every day, gives us that which we need, that wisdom we need, so that we can partake of godliness. So godliness and with contentment is such an important thing, guys. And the beauty of this godliness, it's the image and likeness of Jesus as revealed here on planet Earth. It's a growing thing. You can just hold so much. Every day your portion is given so you can experience your portion. And as the Israelites had the fire by night and the cloud by day, sons of God are led, children of God are led by the Spirit. And it's therefore it's so important then to partake of that which the Holy Spirit gives us, that heavenly bread that sustains us to be relevant at this day, in this day, at this time, having sufficient to, we've been strengthened to then strengthen the weary and be a light in the darkness and to tramp the devil under our feet and to draw others into his marvelous light. So that's our salvation. And that's the goodness of God that is available. And that's what we walk in glory to glory every day. Hallelujah.
The Israelites forgot quickly what God has done for them, but in Deuteronomy 4 verse 9, the Lord says, "You must be very careful not to forget the things you have seen God do for you. Keep reminding yourselves and tell your children and grandchildren as well." Amen.